Hi guys, Mai here. Grab a cozy blanket, your favorite drink, or if you're driving your Stanley Cup, and don't forget your snacks, snuggle up with us and get ready for another episode of Hot Tea Talk because we are spilling more tea today.
アンナです。柔らかいブランケット、お気に入りのドリンク、もし運転中ならスタンレーカップもありかも。おやつも忘れずに。ティーは英語でお茶を意味しますが、スラングでゴシップという意味もあるんです。今回も熱々なティーがこぼれちゃうかも。くつろぐ準備を整えて、私たちとホットティートークを楽しみましょう。Hey Mai, how are you?
Hi Anna, good. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Mai-chan, where are you? 今日はどこにいるの？
今まだニュージーランドにいるんだけど、
Nice.
来週からオーストラリアに行きます。
どこ？
シドニ
ー。You're going to Sydney? Oh my god, so jealous.
You know you're always welcome to tag along.
Oh, I so want to do that. Going to sunny Sydney during Christmas time sounds like a dream.
It is. Actually, I won't be there for Christmas. I'll be in the Netherlands with my parents for Christmas, but it will be good to see a little bit of the festivities because they start a little bit earlier, I think. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
いいね。クリスマスシーズンはどこに行ってもすごく賑やかだから、あったかいシドニーのクリスマス体験してみたいな。いや、でもクリスマスシーズンはオランダにいるんだよね。
そうそう。まあ、正直私は冬のクリスマスが好きかも。
ああ、じゃあ寒いところにね、行って。オランダのクリスマスもロマンチックだろうな。
そうだね、ロマンチックなんだけど、たまに思ったよりか寒くなくて、去年、2年前かな、2年前はクリスマス25日が16度とか。
あ、結構あったかい。
But I was a little bit random. Like, 普通はもう少し寒いんだけど、But yeah, that time, 2 years ago, it was a little bit warm. It was like 16 degrees, so...We're hoping for a white Christmas, but I don't know.
Do you put like Christmas decorations at home?
Yes, religiously.
Oh, I see.
So we're here in New Zealand right now, and to be honest, it's not really festive because it's summer, so there's not as many lights and stuff out, which I always really enjoy.
Yeah.
So I do like the European colder Christmas.
そうだよね。日本も寒いから、やっぱりクリスマスの時はちょっと雪降ったりとか、冷たい空気に、ね。イルミネーションが合うなって思うけど、あったかいとね、あんまイルミネーションないんだね。
そう、なんかね、思ったよりかちょっと少なくて
寂しい。
ちょっとね、でもまあその代わりに天気はいいんだけど、
うんうん、
でもちょっとだけなんかやっぱクリスマスだからイルミネーション見たいなっていう気持ちはある。
なるほど。いや、いいな。でもオーストラリアもね、楽しんでね、うん、
楽しんでくるんだけどね、ちょっと一個心配なのが、私雲が怖いんよ。And I've been to Sydney maybe, I don't know, quite a bit, like 7 or 8 times.
Right.
And I've never like actually come across a big huntsman spider.
Well, I hope you never do.
Well,
Jesus.
I know, but I feel like I'm running out of luck a little bit.
Oh, you think? Maybe next time. No, don't jinx yourself. Jeez.
I know. I feel like it goes the other way around. Like, because I said it now, like, maybe I don't see them, you know?
Maybe. We'll see. You let me know. いや、オーストラリアの雲は怖いよね。大きいのちょっと出てくるって想像しただけで私もゾワゾワする。
そうなの、そうなの。でね、日本にもさ、そのでかい雲いるじゃん、一応。
いるね。でも比べ物にならないぐらいでかいよね。
そうだし、なんか普通はちょっと田舎とかに行かなきゃいないじゃん。
あ、そう。うんうん。
だから、オーストラリアに行くたんびに、夜とかトイレ行くときは、I'll wake up my husband and make sure.
You seriously do?
Yes, yeah. Every time.
旦那さん起こしてトイレ行く。
そう。
怖いもんね、確かに。
そうそう、ちょっと一回チェックして大丈夫って言ったら行ける。
先に行かせるの？
そう。
旦那さんを。Oh man, but I get you. I'd be quite worried too.
Yeah, those things are huge. Like honestly,
I know they're like alien.
I know.And you know what really sucks? My algorithm is huntsman spiders now on Instagram.
あ、もうマイちゃん心配すぎてきっと動画いっぱい見てるんだね。アルゴリズムにもう入ってて出てくるって。
I know.
ダメだよ、引き寄せちゃそうやって。
ちょっと心配だな。
well, I hope you won't see them this time or never. Ever. I mean, ever, ever. あいいな、でもオーストラリア、
うん、楽しみ
楽しんで、
うん、
あなんか何飲んでんの
今日のね、
なんか箸みたいの出てるけど何それ
今日のお気に入りのドリンクはお味噌汁
あまいちゃんティーカップにお味噌汁入れてる
そう、しかもちゃんとねえのきとか入ってるんだよ。
あえのき本当だまさかその白いティーカップからえのき出てくるとは思わなかった You're so classy, Mai. You drink your miso soup in a teacup?
Well, not normally, but you know, I've been in New Zealand for 2 weeks and sometimes you just crave a little bit of Japanese miso soup. So I just made some in the kitchen. And,
oh, you made it?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
So, ちゃんとね、日本のスーパーに行って材料買ってきて、だしまでちゃんと取ってお味噌汁作りました。
えらい。すごい。えのき買ってね、わざわざね。
えのきとあの椎茸も入ってる。
めっちゃ美味しいじゃん。
そうよ。
いいだし出してる。さすがだわ。でも分かる、恋しくなるよね日本食。
なるなる。
いやさすがだなって思うのが、まいちゃん世界のどこの国行っても和食食べるもんね。
I have to. To be honest, I like all kinds of cuisines, but I can't go very long without Japanese food.
Oh, I think every Japanese people or every person who loves Japanese food is like nodding with you right now. You just have to have it.
Have to. And it is simple at a
better. I totally get that, yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, I even bought a 3-pack of natto.
Oh my god. Is it easy to get Japanese food in New Zealand?
Yeah, so I'm in Christchurch right now. Christchurch にはちゃんとした日本のスーパーマーケットもあるし、日本のお米とかも売ってるし、なんか何でもある。
ああ、そう考えると便利だね。
うん、
しっかり自分で出汁取って作って。最高だわ。
そう、美味しい。
So, sipping tea and, drinking miso soup and spilling the tea. What's the tea for this episode, Mai-chan? Now I know what you're drinking. It's so funny.
It's nice with the salty in your throat as well sometimes. So.
It's probably good warming up your vocal cords.
So.
With miso soup. I love it.
Yeah, I love it. So, oishii, oishii. The soup this week is, let's start with the word of the year. I'm sure you've seen it.
Oh, yes, I have. And this is such an year-end wrap-up kind of like news. And every year when this topic comes up, it's like, oh, this year is ending.
そうだね。
But interesting word, huh?
I like it.
You like it?
Well, because I don't like the actual thing too much, but I like it that they picked that because it's so true to 2025.
海外でもこう1年をまとめるようなニュースがあるんだけど、なんて言うんだろう、日本語だとその年の言葉、その年を象徴する言葉が発表されてて、なんていう言葉かまいちゃん教えてあげてください。
はい、レイジベイトです。
レイジベイト強いな。
レイジベイト。レイジベイト is the word of the year.
レイジベイト。So what exactly is rage bait?
Rage bait is content that is designed on purpose to make you angry. So you click on it, you comment, or you share. And it's often like out of context clips or hot take posts or, you know, can you believe this style videos, you know?
Right.
The goal is not necessarily the truth, but it's engagement through anger.
Yeah.Rage はまあ怒りだよね。で、bait っていうのはまあ餌とか、まあ、ちょっと罠的な意味もあるんだけど、まあ日本語で言ったらね、炎上商法みたいな、ちょっとこう相手の人の感情を逆なでするようなことを書いて、こうそれで話題になるとか、炎上させて話題にするみたいな。
そうそうそう。
ひどいよね。
ひどいし、なんか、ね、なんか怒らせて、バズらせるコンテンツみたいな。
そうね、
だからなんか自分でもそういうの見たらイライラするもんね。
いや、でもまいちゃんさっきさこの言葉になってちょっとなんか嬉しいじゃないけど、もうその通りって思ったって言ってたでしょ。 なんでなんで。
だってさ、最近いろいろ SNS とかで見ちゃうじゃん、
うん、
でなんかイライラしながらコメント読みたがるんよ私。
あーやっぱりね、もうめっちゃ引っかかってんじゃん。
そうそうよ、そう。でこの前あの Someone was posting about curry.
Such a controversial topic.
Exactly, don't even get me started. And this person said something like Japanese curry is whack. And Thai curry is where it's at.
Oh.
And don't get me wrong, Thai curry is great.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But don't throw us under the bus, you know?
Yeah. No, but that would definitely catch a lot of people's eye.
So.
And I totally get the picture now. Oh, this is rage bait. Yeah, yeah. Mai-chan ga saikin ki ni natta sono rage bait.は誰かがいや日本のカレー全然ダメじゃない、やっぱタイがいいよねみたいなこと書いてて、舞ちゃんうーんみたいな。
そうそう
何言っちゃってんの、まあ、タイも最高、タイのカレーも最高だけど、 なんで日本のカレーのこと悪く言うのみたいな。これがレイジベイトです皆さん。
いや自分はコメントとかしなかったんだけど、やっぱコメント読んで私たちの味方する人もいたし、
うんうん、
日本のねカツカレーとか美味しいじゃん、何言ってるのっていう人もいっぱいいたけど。
カツカレー最高。いや、
I mean, come on. I love a curry, period. Indian curry, Thai curry, all of them, yes. But there's a special place in my heart, probably because I'm Japanese, for Japanese curry with like beef or chicken or whatever, with the big pieces of carrot and potatoes.
Oh my God, you're making me hungry now.
It's so good.
It is so good. But it's just the way they have to do it, right? I mean, we can always positively discuss this.But you have to kind of like diss someone to make, yes. get everyone's attention.
そうそう、それが嫌なの。
でもそういうところあるよね。なんかちょっとショッキングな見出しをつけて、ね、クリックとかビューを増やすみたいなところは、まあでもね、人間の心理をうまくついてるよね。It's just human nature, I guess, if you, you know, like, look at something that really, like, tips you off, or it makes you want to say something, definitely.
So far, I've been pretty good at holding myself in. I've never...
You never commented?
No. What, do you?
Be honest!
No, honest!
Be honest!
Honest! Okay. I'm not a big commenter. Like, I don't really...
Me neither. But I do like reading the comments, yes.
I do. And I like getting a little, like...pissy about it.
I can totally imagine you like not commenting on it, but you would be talking about it with your friends, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But it's a good debate.
It is. It's a good, well...
It's a fun debate when it's positive, you know?
Yeah, but do not touch Japanese curry. Like, come on.
Don't you dare.
No.
カレー好きだもんね、日本人ね。
好きだよ。
ま、家庭料理でもあるしさ。
そうだね。好きだね。でも日本人はカレー好きって、日本のカレーだけじゃなくていろんなカレー食べるよね。
そう、全部好き。うん、あ、もういろんなのあるよ。もう薬膳カレーも好きだし、まあ、インドカレーも多いし、カレーに対してすごく自由だよね。
そうだね、確かに、
うん、
あ、カレーが食べたくなった。
わかる。I guess there were a lot of like controversial debates online this year.
There was a lot. Like our example just now was probably, you know, pretty mild in comparison.
A lighthearted one, yeah. 確かにトピックはね、結構シビアなものもあったりするから、それで本当に実生活でもイライラしちゃうのはちょっともったいないよね。
確かに。
うん。でもまあ考えさせられることもあるかな。
そうだね。
And it's interesting because if you name something,you can objectively see it as what it is, right? So if we look at the comment and, you know, like, when something really controversial is talked over, you can actually see it as, okay, this is rage bait.
Yes.
And you can kind of, like, brush it aside. So I think it's a good way to kind of put a spotlight on this certain word.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of people purposely post rage bait. Like, I don't even believe this person that posted about the curry, to go back to that,
yeah,
didn't particularly like Japanese curry. It might not even have been true. I mean, yeah. How could you, right? Like,
yeah.
So,
definitely.
But it's just like to see how many reactions you get,
yeah,
on your post. And that's what a lot of people do these days.
Yeah, sadly, but very interesting.
Mm, for sure.
日本でももちろんあるし、まあ、この言葉がこう2025年を象徴してるっていうとちょっと悲しい気持ちもするけど、ただいいなと思うのは、mm. これがじゃあレイジベイトなんだって名前がつくことによって、mm. その状態を例えば見た時に、あ、これはレイジベイトだみたいなこう見方ができる。そうすると結構切り離せるというか、落ち着いた、
そうだね、
なんかこう意見が持てるような気がするから、逆にまあこういう言葉にスポットが当たるのは、
うん、
なんかこのことを知るいい機会になるなって思った。
そうだね、だってそういうあの、ね、コンテンツとか作る人はそれが本心なわけじゃない時も多いし、わざとそういうコンテンツを作って人のリアクションとかを持ってくるためにそうやって作る人もいっぱいいると思うから、
うん、
So it's pretty good to be aware of it that people are just posting to see the reaction. That's basically it, right?
Yeah, I think so.All in all, maybe it was a good word of the year. Yeah.
I think so.
So, do you have any other tea?
Yeah, I do. Did you see Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber were in Japan?
Yes! Justin Bieber と Hailey Bieber 日本に来てたよね。すごい。
そう、来てた。
うん、あの、Justin Bieber のブランド、あのブランドなんて読むんだろう。Sky LRK?
そう、最初スカイラークだと思ってたんだけど、それってさ、ファミレスじゃない？
そう、私もスカイラークだと思った。レストランみたいな。
そうそうそう。I think it's Sky LRK. We think.
Yes, we think, yes. So there was a pop-up in Tokyo.
You said a lot of the stuff is sold out already, right?
Yeah, I went to their official Japanese website and all of the popular items like the hoodies and the beanies are gone. The only ones that were left was like flip-flops, like how do you say it? Like sandals?
Slides?
Mm, yeah.
Not those yellow-green ones.
Oh, yes, those yellow-green ones. そうそう、ポップアップショップがね、オープンして、あの、公式のホームページもアップされてたんだけど、そのアイテムが並んでて、多分ニット帽とか、フーディー、パーカーとかすごい人気があるから、あの、サングラスとかも全部売り切れてるんだけど、なんかサンダルみたいな靴
そう
がね、スリッパみたいな靴がねまだ買えるみたいですよ。
少し高いよね。
そう、日本円でね2万3000円ぐらいした。
わお、
わお、オッケー。でもまあジャスティン・ビーバーブランドだったらっていうのをね、欲しい人、
うん、
いっぱいいるのかなと思って。まあパーカーとかだったらね、
スカイラークね、
うん、スカイラーク着たいかな。でもすごいよね、あの本人も結構お店に立ったりとかしてて、
うん、
あと日本のお店、
うん、
レストランとかのポスト見てたら、なんかジャスティン・ビーバーさんが来ましたみたいな。
そう、見た。結構なんか普通の、like、パパマムショップスとかで行ってたっぽいよね。
ね、行ってたよね。
普通のなんか焼き鳥屋さんみたいな、よくわかんない。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
美味しそうだったけど。
It seems like he was enjoying Tokyo, so I was really happy to see that.
I mean, if you know Tokyo or Japan in general, like you know that those places are the good ones, right?
Yeah.
Those papa mom shops that are just nailing everything they do.
Yeah, so I was surprised of his selection of restaurants and the places he went to, but it seems like, oh, you know, like he knows Tokyo. So
take notes, seriously. We should go there the next time in Tokyo. Like, I'm sure they're gonna be great.
Oh, yeah, I would love that. Yeah,
多分今から結構人気になるんじゃない？
あ、絶対なると思う。ファンは行くよね。
I think there's gonna be a line before you know it. People like the line up anyway in Tokyo, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm always amazed by that. People in Fukuoka doesn't like lighting up.
No, but then the last time I was in Fukuoka, there was like lines everywhere. Even at like restaurants we used to go to after drinking, uh-huh. that we would just walk into, there was like an hour line out of the door. Like some of these ramen restaurants in the Oyafuko area.
They might be not non-Fukuokans.
Oh, they will be. To be honest. ね、でも結構ね、福岡でも観光客が結構並んでた。
ね、並んでる人多いけど、福岡の人はあんまり並んでるイメージないね。
ないね。
だってバス停の前も並ばないよね、みんなね。東京だとさ、すごい列になってて、違うとこ並んでたら、あの、すいませんみたいに言われるけど。
え？バス停？
バス停でも多分本数が多いからなんだよね、福岡って。
Oh, like actually like waiting for the bus?
Yeah, in front of the bus stop, when you're in Tokyo, you have to be in a specific line if you want to take these like different bus routes.
Oh.
But when you're in Fukuoka, nobody really actually lines up. And because I think this is because we have so many routes.
Oh.
In the city, so there are so many buses coming in and out, so I think you don't have space, make a line.
Oh,
Yeah, I think that's it. But it, I was really surprised when I first came to Fukuoka because I was used to making lines in Tokyo.
Hato bus とかも?
Hato bus もね、並ぶよ、ちゃんと。
本当?
そうよ、出発前に並んでるじゃない。
乗ったことない。乗ってたよね。
乗った乗った、楽しかった。
That's funny.
Yeah, so, 福岡は多分ね、そのルートが多いから並ぶ場所がないんだと思う、一つ一つに対してね、次から次に来るから、うん、でも私も東京から来た時は、え、なんでみんなこのバラバラにバスのバス停の前に集まってるんだろうと思った、
考えたことなかった、気がついたことなかった。
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I've never noticed that at all, but...
But all in all, I feel like Fukuokans do not wait in line so much. They do sometimes, but yeah.
Not really. I remember that time that it was really popular to stand in line for popcorn on Omotesando. Do you remember? Like、uh-huh. Gareth Popcorn or something.
Yeah.
And those lines were hours for popcorn.
I know. I know. Oh, Tokyo people are so patient with everything.
Yeah, which is fascinating because no one has time.
Exactly. But they have time for popcorn.
I mean, you know, priorities, I guess.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing. いやそうね、東京の人あんなに時間がないのに、例えば表参道で人気のポップコーンってなったら何時間も並んだりするもんね。
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Well, there was a long line for Justin Bieber's pop-up store too. And understandable.
Fair enough, right?
Fair enough, yeah. If you can actually see Justin Bieber.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Makes sense.
Worth it.
I don't know if I would stand in line.
Who would you stand in line for?
I would stand in line for... Right now, Mariah Carey, because it's Mariah Carey season.
Yes, it's Mariah Carey season, not Christmas, Mariah Carey season.
It is.
Yeah.
So I would stand in line for her. And but it depends on what I'm doing. Like, I wouldn't really stand in line for a long time to just, I don't know, get an autograph or something.
Yeah, true, true. But you gave me a really good example right now, okay? Mai ちゃんに、まあ、ジャスティン・ビーバーに会えるって言ったら、ポップアップストアにも行列できるよねって話してて、いや、そうそうって言ってたけど、Mai ちゃんだったら誰のために並ぶって言ったら、まあ、今この、ね、季節だからマライア・キャリーでしょうってね、言ってたけど、今私も考えてみたら、If I can see Rihanna in person, I would、yes. line up for Rihanna and I want to smell her. Because she's so famous for smelling
smell.
So good.
Yes, right? I've heard that numerous of times. Was it Sarah Paulson、yeah. that was saying that? Everyone.
Yeah, like so many celebrities says that. And I want to
smell her.
Have a sniff myself. Yes. I think she talks about it somewhere, you know, like she actually says what she's wearing. But I think it's just her own aroma as well, blended together、mm. and smells like heavenly. I can only imagine, so I would love to know what she smells like.
That's a good one. I would stand in line with you and hold your、okay. hand and let's do this together.
Yeah, let's put this out there in the universe so we can,
yes,
you know, like...
manifest.
Manifest, yeah, definitely.いやそう私だったら今まいちゃんの話聞いてて思ったマライアも絶対いい香りがすると思うからリアーナはいろんな有名人がもう今まで会った中で一番いい香りがするって言うから、うん、もうリアーナがどんな香りするのか
知りたいね
ちょ そのためだったら並ぶわもうだから今このアイディアをちょっと宇宙にパッとリリースしたんで、まいちゃんと私がいつかリアーナに会えることを願ってる。
2026年にもしかして。
Yes! もしかしたら。I would love that, actually.
That'd be good.
Yeah, yeah. We might just bump into her, you know?
Probably not in Fukuoka, but like we talked about before, if you hang around in Tokyo long enough, sooner or later, you're going to bump into Rihanna. If it's not Rihanna, it will be the Beckhams.
I mean, it could totally happen, right? If she brings Fenty to Japan and she does like a pop-up, I mean...
We are there if that happens.
We are there.
We are there.
Yes, definitely.
It's a date.
It is a date. そうそう。もしね、彼女がフェンティコスメティックスを日本に持ってくるとかなったらね、東京とかだったら来る可能性多いから、高いから。
I think it's gonna happen. We've put it out in the universe. It's going to happen.
Yeah. もう引き寄せるね。リアーナを引き寄せる。
はい。
That was a fun thought. Okay, so anything else you want to talk about?
Last thing, Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh.
Her name is not Millie Bobby Brown anymore. Did you know that?
Is it because she got married?
Yeah, so she got married to Jon Bon Jovi's son.
Son, yes.
And so her name is actually now Millie Bonnie Brown, because her middle name isn't actually Bobby, it's Bonnie with an N.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
So now she's going as Millie Bon Bon.
For real?
Well, I think it's a nickname.
Well, it's her nickname?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
I know. I love it.
ミリー・ボビー・ブラウンで、あのボンジョビのジョン・ボンジョビのちょっとややこしいな息子さんと結婚したから、本当はミリー・ボニー・ブラウンが本名だったんだけど、新しい彼女の愛称がミリー・ボンボン。
かわいいよね。
かわいすぎる。
But now I have a new nickname for you too.
Me? Okay.
From the inspiration that I got、yes. from Millie Bon Bon.I'm going to call you Anna Hat Hat from now on.
Oh, Anna Hat Hat. That sounds like a new Star Wars character.
It does. Right?
Doesn't it? Jar Jar Binks and Anna Hat Hat. Jabba the Hat. Oh, I could be one of them. I could be one of their relatives or something. I don't know.
We could do a little petition.
Oh, petition. What, send it to George Lucas?
Yes.
What? いや面白い。まいちゃんがミリーボンボンね、すごい可愛いから、あの私にもニックネームをつけてくれて、アンナハタなんでね、私名字ね、アンナハタハタはどうって、なんかさ、あのスターウォーズの新しいキャラクターみたいジャファーザハットのなんか遠い親戚みたいなね。
ね、ちょっとね。
ジャージャービンクスの相棒みたいな。
いいんじゃない？
かわいいけどね。じゃあマイちゃんの、マイちゃんはマイマイで行きたいよね。
デンデン虫？
デンデン虫。あ、そうそう、マイマイカタツムリの一種だ。すごい。かわいい。あ、今度からマイちゃんにメッセージ送るときにカタツムリつけよう。
OK。
OK。アナハタハツから送るわ。帽子とカタツムリ。
かわいいね。
かわいい。
I sometimes call you Anna Banana.
A lot of people do, actually. That's a really common Anna nickname. Yeah, and you're my my.
Aww, I like that.
Me too. Anyway, so we figured out our new nicknames, but shall we talk about where people can reach us?
Absolutely. You can find us on Instagram under @hottearadio. If you have any questions, please slide into our DMs, ask us anything you like, and we will talk about it on our next episode.
私たちの Instagram のアカウントもあるので、フォローしてくださいね。Hot Tea Radio。こちらにメッセージも送ってください。All right, Mai-chan, always...So fun to talk with you. I'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you soon, Anna Hat Hat. Bye.
Bye.